it's not that the Assembly didn't want to set aside money to maintain the Seawalk. It's just that it had a problem with how it was asked to do it. Let's back up a little bit. CBC Construction bid $1.2 million to build the Seawalk. It is a long pathway that will offer visitors, and locals of course, a straight shot from Crescent Harbor to the Sitka National Historical Park. Right now, the pedestrian route includes cutting across a tennis court and crossing the same street twice. So, great, no problem, said the Assembly. After all, the money for the project comes from a state tax on cruise ship passengers, and Assembly members like Phyllis Hackett said the walkway will only improve the experience for visitors, especially with added improvements like lighting and a path that goes out to the end of a breakwater near the Sitka Sound Science Center.
It's really popular for locals, and I think that this will be a great thing for visitors. They'll be easily directed from Crescent Harbor all the way down to the National Park, which I think is a great thing. But also, in addition to that, it's going to be a great thing for residents on into the future.
The $1.2 million bid from CBC was the lower of the two received and well below the engineer's estimates of about $1.4 million. The construction contract easily passed. But then came the idea of setting up a fund to maintain the walkway. The total estimated yearly upkeep of the Seawalk is about $7,000. That includes trash collection, landscaping, cleaning, maintaining the lights, and the odd repair or two. But the Public Works Department said in order to prepare for an eventual replacement of the walkway once it nears the end of its useful life, the city should bank about $48,000 every year.
I would urge you not to do this.
Sitka resident Fred Reeder was the only member of the public to testify on the issue.
To think you have to put $48,000 aside for the concrete and a couple of bridges, I think it's too much money. And you've already got a dedicated fund. It's called the Passenger Fee Fund.
In other words, Reeder said, money will continue to come in from the tax on cruise passengers, and so when the walkway needs repair, why not just go back to that pot of money? Again, Assembly Member Phyllis Hackett.
I think that's a good point. I think it's a really good point.
But in her own words, she says she's also a little paranoid.
Because we've had so many infrastructure problems and so many needs that were never planned for in years past, and now all of a sudden it's coming home to roost, and it's coming at a point in time where we don't have the money coming in and we don't have the capacity to be able to repair the things we need to repair. So
Assemblymember Tor Christensen was sitting in the mayor's chair in the absence of both Mayor Mim McConnell and Deputy Mayor Pete Esquiro. He said he likes the notion of saving for repairs and maintenance, but that he agreed with Reeder that $48,000 a year might not be the best way to do it.
I'm hesitant to block off this much money because this is essential total replacement from our portion of the passenger fee fund, because this is exactly the kind of thing we would be applying to the state for from the state portion.
Cruise ship head tax money goes to both cities and the state. Cities can take their portion and spend it a certain way, and then they can also apply to the state for funding for certain projects. In the end, the Assembly decided saving for maintenance was good, but that this version was not the way to go.
Mission fails 0-5.
But we like the idea.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.